Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment. Because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hello, friend. Welcome back to the Keto for Christ podcast. I'm so excited to share the importance of mindset with you today and help you create a plan of action so that you can achieve the results you're looking for with keto. Have you ever noticed that at times you can't seem to stay disciplined and you just allow yourself to cheat and justify it because either it's a special occasion or you had a long week or it's the weekend or it's just one little fun size pack, right? Yeah, me too. But when it gets to the point where every couple of days we're making a justification, something has to give. Do you know what I've come to realize? When I draw my line in the sand, make some commitments to myself and to God, get my mindset right, and make a plan of action, I am finally able to make some progress. I'm sure you're aware of this, but we just can't be one foot in and one foot out with keto. We're either in or we're out, or we will never experience all of the amazing benefits keto has to offer. And remember, we don't have to do this alone. When we ask God to lead us on this journey and fully trust Him, things just become so much easier. So this episode is going to be a bit different. If possible, I would encourage you to listen to this when you can be fully engaged and have a journal or a piece of paper in front of you, as I'm going to ask a series of questions. Now, if you're driving, exercising, or at work right now, that is perfectly fine, but I urge you to please re-listen and do this work so that you can experience it on a deeper level and really process what you want out of this journey and why you're willing to make these sacrifices. I also want to help you come up with your own plan of action so that once and for all, you can finally achieve the outcome you have been desiring for so long. You've got this, friend. I know that you have all of the tools and support you need right here. You just have to trust yourself and lean on God as well as our Keto for Christ community for support. Now, before we get into the questions, I'd like to share this verse with you from 1 Peter 1, verse 13. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me, friend? Dear Heavenly Father, we are asking that you just open our hearts and our minds as we get into this exercise. Please allow us to dig deeper than we ever have before so that we can get to the root of the struggles we are facing. Please allow us to be honest with ourselves as we answer these questions and help us to come up with a plan to execute so that we can not only achieve our desired results, but fully honor this incredible temple you have blessed us with. Thank you for leading the way. We know we could not do this without you. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, friend. Why don't we just take a couple of deep breaths, shake everything out, and let's get focused for the next few minutes. So, if you could wave a magic wand and get exactly what you want in the next several months when it comes to your health, what would that look like? What are some of the things you'll see, hear, and feel when you have that outcome? How would it make a difference in your life and to other important people in your life if you were to get this outcome? What would it feel like to have accomplished this? Friend, what do you think is stopping or slowing you down from having your desired result? And what's the biggest challenge with that? How has that impacted your daily life, in your work, relationships, or finances? So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is this for you to solve? All right, friend. Thank you so much for taking the time to work through these questions with me. Now, let's come up with your personal plan of action. So, what are some commitments you can make right now that would have a huge impact on your health and energy levels? For example, as I shared in episode 3, here are the commitments I made during the month of June. Work out every morning at 7:30 a.m. or earlier. Eat a primarily dairy-free keto diet. Fast for 24 hours once a week. Drink no more than 2 glasses of wine per night and no more than twice per week. Fast from social media for at least 2 weeks. Read the Bible and a personal development book for at least 30 minutes per day. Read my affirmations at 7 a.m. each morning. Again, make your commitments a challenge, but something that you can realistically stick to. And I highly encourage you to write these down and refer to them multiple times throughout the day. Now, here are some specific things to think about as you create your plan. What time are you going to get up in the morning? I encourage you to start your day a little bit earlier, even if just 30 minutes earlier at first, to give you some you time before the day gets crazy and away from you. You can use this time with God, exercising, journaling, whatever will be most helpful for you. And if you're able to get up an hour earlier, you can get even more accomplished. I go into more detail about my morning routine in episode 3, but I really encourage you to come up with one of your own. And again, I think reading Hal Elrod's book, The Miracle Morning, will be extremely beneficial. I'll link it for you in the show notes. When are you going to do your meal prep? Planning this out is so important, or it just doesn't get done. I promise, if you just take 1 to 2 hours on a Saturday or Sunday to do some meal prep, it will benefit you the entire rest of the week. I plan on doing an episode on how I meal prep soon, so stay tuned for that in the next month or so. Do you need to remove any temptations from your pantry? Maybe some not-so-keto items have landed there. Why not take this opportunity to clear out that clutter? Or if your family still wants to eat them, maybe you can just ask if they'd be willing to move them into a different place that you won't have to see every day and get tempted by. Out of sight, out of mind, right? When are you going to work out? Maybe this will be in the morning, maybe in the evening, or maybe you don't have a lot of extra time right now, So just start by parking further away when you're out shopping or finding reasons to go up and down the stairs a few more times each day. You can get so creative with this, but I do feel it's important to try to start incorporating some form of exercise each day. When are you going to set aside time with God? I by no means want to force my faith on anyone, but I just believe so strongly, as I've seen it in my own life, that making God a priority in your life allows everything to fall into place, from weight loss to finances to relationships to work. As it says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Isn't this incredible news? All it takes is that step of faith and trusting Him. In fact, I was struggling so much trying to decide on the content for this episode. Nothing seemed to be coming together for me, and I was getting very stressed. So I took a step back, asked for God's help, and surrendered the plan I had in mind. Within minutes, the words started flowing to me so effortlessly. I was truly amazed. Obviously, He knew what you, friend, were needing to hear, and I just had to listen in for His guidance. Who is someone that might be interested in starting this journey with you so that you can become each other's accountability partners? As I mentioned in episode 3, this was such a key for me. My brother and I have become accountability partners, and it makes such a difference. Sometimes we are willing to let ourselves down, but it's a little more difficult to let someone else down. So we have a call each Saturday at 7 a.m. to discuss our commitments and how we did that week. If we struggled in a certain area, we come to the call with a plan for the following week to ensure that it doesn't happen again. If we want the results, it will take having this discipline. Well, friend, in a few short days, we will be starting the month of September. I know this year has had some very unexpected twists and turns, and it has been difficult to focus as we're all just trying to figure out our new normal. But we must remember, as believers in the one true God, that He does have a plan. We don't have to fear or worry any longer because He knows exactly what He is doing. Isn't it so much more comforting knowing that we don't have to carry that burden? We can have peace knowing that He is in control now and forever. So, might I challenge you to follow through in a way you never have before? Let's each draw our line in the sand and make September a month to remember. Let's link arms and really take the Keto for Christ movement to another level. As I mentioned last week, I now have a group on Facebook called Keto for Christ, and I would love for you to join, especially if we take on this September to Remember challenge. I think we will all need the extra support. And if you happen to be listening to this episode months down the road, you definitely don't have to wait for a particular month or day to start your plan of action. I've learned that there is no better time than the present. So to you, friend, I say, let's start now. Well, our time has come to an end, and I would love to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you help my friend work through their plan of action this week so that they too can have a September to remember. Let this month set the stage for the rest of their lives so they no longer continue to struggle with these issues that have held them back in the past. Please encourage them and hold them tight, as they will face some challenges. There is no denying that. But help them remember that you are always there right by your side. Thank you for being a God filled with so much love for us. We cannot thank you enough. In your name I pray. Amen. I just wanted to remind you, friend, that you're not on this journey alone. You have me, Cherie Haynes, as your Keto for Christ coach, as well as others here in our community. And best of all, you have our Heavenly Father supporting you as well. We all know you have what it takes to achieve your true potential and God's purpose for your life. Please connect with me on social media so that I will know how I can continue to better serve you. You can find me on Facebook by searching Cherie Haynes or on Instagram, and my handle is @KetoLifeIsHealth. And if you're finding value in this podcast, please help me spread this powerful message by subscribing and leaving me a review on iTunes so that others can join us in the Keto for Christ movement too. Oh, 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 oh,